tous! Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，美丽，很多人很好奇，西方人每天都在用什么社交媒体呢？
So that's a very, very good question. Today, let's talk about something that we all use every day. So we all use daily. Social media.
Social media, 社交媒体。哎，那你们西方人都最常用哪一些 social media apps?
There are so many different social media apps today, so let's look at some common ones together.
那我们来看一下西方人最常用的 social media apps有几个呢?
So there are about 5 of them that we will talk about.
Number 1.
So the first one is Facebook.
Facebook. 那 Facebook 可以说是社交工具的一个鼻祖了哈。
Yes, Facebook was one of the first social networks that was created.
对，那这个 Facebook 呢，其实就是方便与朋友互动。
Yes, exactly. So it allows people to share messages, status updates with their friends.
Status updates with their friends. 那 Facebook 上很方便的是那个 Facebook groups, 对吧？那个小组。
Yes, so there are also Facebook groups where many different people can share posts or news.
对，可以在 Facebook groups 里面呢发一些 posts 或者说新闻啊什么的。哎，这个你有没有用过呀？这个 Facebook groups?
Yes, actually, for example, when I moved to Spain, there was a Facebook group.
啊，西班牙这个当地的一个 Facebook 群，那里面都会收到一些什么样的群消息呢?
This is where people were sharing the events that were happening around the city, or also apartments that were available to be rented, and many more things.
跟我们哪个城市的微信群一样哈，就是说群消息里面呢会有人 share the events happening around the city, 就是这个城市当中有什么样的一些事儿发生呀，或者说有什么样的活动举办呀，以及如果你想租房子的话呢，就能看到一些 apartments that were available to be rented, 诸如此类，蛮有用的哈。
Yes, it can be super helpful to join some of these groups when you move to a new country and if you're looking for some information or meeting new people.
Yeah.除了这个 Facebook 之外呢，那第二大社交媒体工具，我猜是不是应该这个 Instagram?
Yes, Instagram for sure. It's a very, very common media sharing network.
Instagram 它的一个关键词呢，我听到了，就是 sharing. 它是一个分享的一个 app.
Yes, so on Instagram, people can share their photos, or there's also Instagram Reels, which are videos created with music or...Some other sounds.
对，就是你知道这个 Instagram 上面的图片真的很好看哈，以至于我们中国呢都有一个词叫做 ins 风，就是 ins 风的照片呀， ins 风的装修啊， ins 风的家具设计啊等等的。你们会说这个 ins 风吗？
No, I mean you can say very aesthetically pleasing, stylish, 很 artsy, very artsy. Artsy is like very artistic, and aesthetic is like.It's very nice looking, like both of those.
啊，对，就是你们不会说这个 it's very Instagram, 不会这么去讲。但是呢，像 Instagram 上面那些照片呢，你们会用这个词叫做 aesthetic.
Yes, very aesthetic or also very artsy.
Artsy. 哎，那这个 ins 上面有很多网红还有明星入驻，对吧？
Yeah, you can also follow many influencers and celebrities on there. And you can really just keep up with their lives.
我感觉这个跟中国的小红书好像有点像。
Yeah, it looks like 小红书 or I think 小红书 is more like Pinterest. That's another social media. We can maybe talk about it in another podcast, but it's also a very common one.
可以可以可以。哎，那这个 Instagram 上面有什么神仙人物你推荐我们关注吗？
On Instagram, I think there are so many different celebrities. I like to follow some news.News accounts, because you can also follow some daily news. You can also follow like fashion icons or influencers. Like there's a lot of lifestyle influencers or also recipes. There's so many. It really depends on what you like.
recipes, exactly, 就是有一些菜谱，这个都是有的时候从这些社交软件上去找哈。那我觉得我们下一次呢、yeah. 可以做一期节目专门聊一聊，就你刚才讲的跟小红书有点像的那个西方的那个社交媒体叫什么名字？
It's called Pinterest.
Pinterest， 以及我们也可以聊一聊，就是说像类似于在这个 Pinterest 或者说这个 Instagram 上面，你比较推荐关注的一些人物。
Yeah, 100%. We can definitely do this.
That sounds interesting, huh?
Yeah.
哎，那你个人用 Instagram 多吗？
Yes, I personally use Instagram a lot because I really enjoy the aesthetic pictures and also the videos on it.
就是这个图片视频太美了哈。那我们刚才讲过了，夸奖很美的这种 ins 风的图片呢，可以用这个词叫做 aesthetic。
Yes, aesthetic。
就是唯美的、雅致的 aesthetic。
And so next, we also have TikTok, which I think most of you are familiar with because it is a Chinese app.
Exactly, 西方人最常用的 social media app, 第三名呢就是我们的 Chinese app TikTok.
However, actually,TikTok has a separate app for solely Chinese users.
Which is 抖音.
Yes.
其实应该说抖音 has a separate app for non-Chinese users.
Yes, that's true.
Anyway, 抖音和 TikTok 是完全独立的两个 app 哈。那国外版的呢就叫做 TikTok.
Yes, so TikTok is an app where you can make videos matching different sounds and also some music that are recommended.
这个 TikTok 和抖音不会是一家哈，基本功能都是一样的，就是做视频，而且都是那种 you can make videos matching the different sounds and music recommended.很多人对这个上瘾啊。
I know for myself, if I open the TikTok app, I can stay hours just scrolling through TikTok. It's crazy.
对，因为他们有一个算法，然后可以推荐你喜欢的这种 videos.
Yes, and so, you know, I study marketing, and actually we talk about this because TikTok really has a very, very good algorithm. It can be very addicting. It's designed to be like that.
Yeah, they have a very good algorithm.
Yeah, so basically it means that the good algorithm suggests videos according to what you like.
Exactly, 就是所以呢，这个算法叫做 algorithm, right? TikTok has a very good algorithm. It can be very addicting.
Yes, and so it's also very dangerous because...I sometimes have other things I should be doing, but if I open TikTok, I can spend a lot of time on it.
Exactly, exactly. 因为这个哈，很多人会隔一段时间就删除一次。你这样吗？
Yes, I actually delete it once a while. I should probably do it soon also, because I can really be more productive using this time to do other things.
Yeah, women, to make your life more productive, 提高你人生的生产力吧，哈，卸载这个 TikTok.
Yeah, for sure.
那接下来呢第四个软件可能很多人也听过哈，就是在欧美非常非常的火。
Yeah, so this one I think is super important to know. It's LinkedIn. So I don't think it's very common in China, but it has become a very, very, very important social media for professionals.
那刚才听美丽这样讲呢，我抓到了两个关键词哈，就这个 LinkedIn， 它有两个关键词，一个呢是 important。非常非常重要，对吧？另外一个呢是 professionals， 职场人士，也就是说 LinkedIn 这一个社交、媒体呢是西方的职场人非常非常非常重要的社交媒体工具。
Yes, so LinkedIn is actually both important for professionals, but also for businesses.
总之呢是跟工作相关的 ，everything related to work， 都可以在 LinkedIn 上面分享。
Yes, and so this is a social media where you can share everything related to work.
那具体这个 LinkedIn 都是怎么用呢？
So you have to create your profile with a professional picture, so not a selfie, like a really professional picture.
Yeah.
But also your job title, so what do you actually do as a job?
要开一个自己的主页 create your profile， 然后要带一张 professional picture， 不是 selfie， 不是自拍哈，然后要职业照，然后你个人工作的一个 title， 比如说你是销售经理啊，市场总监啊，或者教研主任啊等等，然后还要带上你过往的经验吧，应该。
Yes, so actually also you can make a profile if you're a student as well. You just put that you're a student and what school you go to. But something that's also really important is adding your past experiences. So for example, the jobs you have done or like what you did in each job and what school you went to, etc.
其实跟个人的简历一样，跟你的 CV 一样，然后还可以加这个语言和技能，对吧？
Yes, so you can definitely add the different languages you speak and also the skills you have.
但这样不就真的跟简历一样了吗？那 LinkedIn 它的社交性质体现在哪里呢？
So you can also add your coworkers or your past classmates on LinkedIn to create a network.
就相当于建了一个职场的社交圈。那在这个 LinkedIn 里面，人们都晒什么呢？都 share 什么东西呢？
So on LinkedIn, you can share when you achieve something, or if you're working on a project, you can post on your feed so that other people can see what you're working on or what you have achieved before.
就可以把自己的这个 something you achieved.取得的成就啊，以及 a project you're working on， 以及目前在做的项目，都可以 post on LinkedIn。其实这个很适合去找工作哈。
Yes, so actually it's really, really great for looking for jobs.
因为很多公司是不是在 LinkedIn 上面也有这个profile， 也可以有这个主页哈，可以发布一些 job postings.
Yes, exactly. So companies have their own profiles where they can postjob postings and you can respond to them by sending your CV and motivational letters and actually to add on also companies post what they're working on so before an interview you can go on their LinkedIn and get familiar with the projects they're working on so that you can appear like you know very good during an interview
that's very important very convenient
yes for sure
所以呢 LinkedIn 也不同于这个 Facebook 也不同于这个Instagram 以及 TikTok、LinkedIn 呢是属于职场社交、是在欧美国家受众相当广的 social media app
Yes, and it's really very important if you're looking to network and to put yourself out there professionally
这其实建立你个人的一个职场关系网哈
Yeah, and it's kind of like the foreign 关系 you know, like creating your network
Exactly, 就是你的一个个人的关系网，你个人的一个人脉网哈，很有意思。
Yeah.
那西方人最常用的第五大 social media app 是什么呢？
So the next one would be WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. 哎，这个 app 的名称很有意思，就叫做 WhatsApp。那这个 What 我猜是不是就那个 WhatsApp 的一个缩称呢？
Yes, I think they did play on the name, like WhatsApp sounds like what's up.
对
So I think they definitely did something with the name there.
对，就是有个有点那种文字游戏的感觉哈。那这个 WhatsApp 是用来做什么呢？
So WhatsApp, it's actually just an app that's used for messaging.
那仅仅是用来 messaging, 发信息的。那这有什么特别呢？ What's special about it? 那短信也可以啊。
So actually the thing that is very convenient with WhatsApp is that you do not need to use data.
Oh, you do not need to use data. 只要有网络就可以了。
Yes, so the messages are sent by Wi-Fi to any phone number.
哎，这个有点像微信啊。
Yes, it is kind of like WeChat, but you cannot post any moments or updates.
这也太好了吧，就是像微信，但是不用发朋友圈，或者说不能发朋友圈。You cannot post any moments. 这省了多少麻烦。
Yes, you cannot post any moments or updates.
那可以建群吗？
Yes, you can definitely send messages and also create groups with your family, friends, or coworkers.
这个很有意思。那这个 WhatsApp 在西方国家用的普遍吗？
Yes, it's very, very commonly used in Western countries.
那你用这个吗？你用这个跟朋友联络吗？
Yes, I do. I use WhatsApp a lot, but I definitely miss WeChat because on WeChat you can do everything.
Yeah.
And since I moved out of China, I feel like I have 10 apps and in China I only needed one. You know, everything's on WeChat. Here I have to have Instagram, I have to have Facebook, like it's so messy.
exactly. 的确是哈，就是非常的 separated.
yes. But well, it's important. I think if you want to go abroad or if you are with some foreign friends, it's important to also have some other apps to see some other information. And yeah, no, it's good. I like them also.
yeah, exactly. 那好，那今天的节目呢，我们就做到这里。
And of course, there are so many more social medias that exist.
Exactly. 那关于这五大西方人最常用的社交媒体、你还有什么疑问吗？
Yes, please let us know if you want us to talk about any other specific social medias in the comments below.
对，有哪一些 specific ones, 具体还想了解哪几个这种 social media apps, 可以留言告诉我们。
欢迎大家给我们留言、点赞、转发。
Okay, until next time.
Until next time, everyone. Bye.
Bye. Get out of